Radio 98. Bob, you're on the air.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning, Jamie.
Hi, Bob.
I've been listening to you this morning, Jamie, and I've heard you say things like, it doesn't matter what the ideologies between the East and the West are, that politics doesn't matter because that's only something that's in the media, that war is the same as or equated to murder, and you don't seem to distinguish between defensive and offensive moves. Now, I don't really know how to say this quite tactfully.
Okay, just don't
be tactful.
Just don't be tactful.
I won't be tactful
with you
either.
Well, it seems to me, Jamie, that what you're lacking here in your perspective is a sense of values. Either that or you haven't learned how to identify them yet. How can you claim to value this thing called life if you don't seem to understand the difference between the ideology of the East and West?
I understand the difference.
Would you value your life, for example, if you knew that tomorrow you were going to be used as bayonet practice, as a target for bayonet practice? Would you value your life if you knew that tomorrow someone was going to bury you up to your neck in a pit of dirt and drive tanks around your heads? That's what the Japanese were doing to prisoners of war and to civilians prior to the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah.
That's what you are defending by saying that there's no difference between the two ideologies. Good heavens, there's a tremendous...
Don't tell me I said that. I never said there was a difference, okay? I don't believe in communism. I've read the books, though. You see, understand?
I understand what ideologies are.
I'm not threatened by it because I understand what it is. And I understand that what's going on in Russia now has nothing to do with communism. It's a totalitarian system in which human rights are held in very low, value, okay?
But that's the ultimate end of any communistic system. All communism depends upon the force of government being applied against citizens' will.
What I'm saying is right now on this planet, okay, we're human life. We've evolved out of this planet. Right now we've got two camps, all right, with technologically advanced weapon systems pointed at each other, two adversarial camps, okay? And the whole world doesn't revolve around the United States and the Soviet Union, okay? There's other things. There's music, there's art, there's a lot of things that have happened on this planet.
That's not the subject of today's conversation.
Well, yes, it is, because it's survival of the species.
Today's conversation is a matter of defense for us and offense for people who do not believe in the right of people to self-determine their own lives.
I believe that we've got to maintain a posture with the Soviet Union where they're going to know that if they mess around and they try and take away our freedoms, they're going to be met with a swift retaliation. And I believe very strongly in that for the time being, okay?
Well, then you'd have to support the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
What do you mean support the bombing?
Well, as a justifiable action to end the war. The Japanese weren't giving up. What about the bombing of Tokyo, the fire bombings that killed over 185,000 people? More people than were killed with the atomic bomb in Hiroshima.
Well, are we talking about the Japanese or the Russians or what?
Like, the Japanese. Well, that's where Tokyo is in Japan.
Yeah,
Bob,
you're certainly right about
that. You silver tongued devil. Bob, listen, we're going to have to leave it there.
Well,
I'd
just
like to address a few of those things.
Okay, go ahead. He's going to address a couple of things that you mentioned.
If we can't look at this thing rationally, and if we can't for 5 minutes take all the anger and emotional crap out of this and look at it for what it is, okay? I mean, it wouldn't matter if we had a continent that was Protestant and one that was Catholic or one that was red and black or whatever, okay? This is where we are at, all right? Different ideologies. There's a lot of people in this planet that are not interested in politics.
A person who doesn't believe in my right.
He says there's a big difference between a person who doesn't believe in his right and...
And wants to violate it, and the person who believes that everyone should have equal rights.
There is a big difference.
You know, Jamie's saying that this is not political. He is being political.
Of course.
And the thing is, that look at where his support is coming from today, and where it has been coming from in the past, from left-wing movements who have ideologies very similar to that of the Soviet
Union.
Maybe
that will change.
You heard Susan on this morning. Mm-hmm. I happen to recognize Susan. She was a Marxist-Leninist candidate in the past federal election.
Yeah, but she's...
Does that mean she's a leper?
Rob Martin.
She's a right to her opinion.
Supporting Jamie in this
Yeah, but
talk.
She has a right to her opinion the same as you do,
oh, sure
Bob. I mean,
does,
we can't...
But you have to understand what her opinion is.
Yeah, but
her opinion doesn't honor my right to self-determination.
Why not?
Because, for example,
if I made
my way productively in this world and became rich, her ideology says that I should be robbed of my wealth.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
Well, okay, fine, all right. You don't know what her beliefs are.
Wait a minute here. You're telling me that it's fine for somebody to steal my productive wealth that I created for... What is this?
I have no opinion on that. You have to sit down with Susan and talk
no
to her.
Opinion. Then sit down and talk. Values. What are you here trying to defend?
Can I just sneak a word in here edgewise, please?
You should try. Make it an intelligent one, please.
Well, if you want to hear something intelligent, you have to hear. You have to listen, okay? I think if you want to know about Susan's ideology, you're going to have to sit down with Susan. I know nothing about...
I already have.
So good. So you obviously have some disagreement with her. Now, this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about a conflict between, right now, between the United States and the Soviet Union, a nuclear conflict that we're trying to avoid. The question before us...
How does one avoid nuclear conflict and war? The only... Have you ever seen two democratically peaceful, free countries ever go to war with each other?
Okay,
never. Never. Do you understand this?
Let's give them a...
Think about it. The only countries that ever aggress against anyone are countries that do not honor individual rights, that do not honor your right to
do
anything
with your
life.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, let's give Jamie a chance to respond, and then we're going to have to move on and be brief,
all
please.
Right. I want people to look at this for what it is. I want people to learn their own history. I don't want people to look at the television and think that everything that comes out of there is true. This is what we're talking about, because we have two superpowers. It's not just the Russians who are the bad guys, okay? You can't say bad guys, good guys in this. It's just survival. You know, and to say that one is better than the other or anything is ridiculous. Essentially because the United States has done some very aggressive things in its history as well. Now, at this point, I hate to get into this conversation is so irrelevant. I really would like to talk about something that's relevant to what we're saying.
You want to talk about weapons. You've got a real hang-up, kid, here. I'm telling you, you think that it's really something to be able to talk about how big an explosion is. It's no different to me whether somebody puts a bullet through my head, puts an arrow through my heart, blows me up. I think, as far as atomic weapons go, that's probably the quickest and least painful way to die.
Bob, we're going to have to leave it there.
There's
let
some
me
people
thank
who
you
don't...
For, let me okay. thank you for your call.